Shmaitza Shir or LeBeis Eor Thursday night. We're in Shmaitza Aleph. We're at really the end of Perek Yud. Maybe we finish Perek Yud. We'll go over the end. And the Shmaitza, I want to attempt tonight to say a Svara in the Marsha, because the Shmaitza never really talks about the Marsha, what the logic of the Marsha is. He just talks about bringing a Raya to the Marsha. If you're looking at me with puzzled faces, what Marsha? The Marsha that says that the din of Tosfos, that he's mechadish on either the Beis or Menalef, that you don't learn out from Sota Tumul Mafreya, that's to the Marsha's Shita is that that's only against the Cheskos Tahara. You know, it's the Chiddush of Sota that we say it's Tomei, Sofei Tumah Bishus, and Memela, we learn out, Sofei Tumah Bishus Ayochet, Sveiko Tomei, even against the Cheskos Tahara, that's what we don't say Lamafreya. That's when, so we don't say Lamafreya. But if you wouldn't have a Cheskos Tahara, and then we're going to learn cases where there's no Cheskos Tahara, maybe it cancels out, like by the Mikvah, and Davnida Davbeis, where the Cheskos Tahara of the, well, there is a Cheskos Tumah, the Cheskos Tomeh, the Cheskos Kashrus of the Mikvah is canceled out by the Cheskos Tumah of the person, so it's a wash. So there you would learn out from Sota, even Lagabi Lamafreya, that it's Vaday. It's not Sofek Tomeh, it's Vaday Tomeh. No, you still learn out from Sota, what you would learn out is that it's Sofek Kvaday. But so that you would learn out even Tumul Mafreya, as long as it's not against the Cheskos Tahara. So we're up to. We'll start from Belamod al Birur Shitas Marsha, Umaram Lublin. Yeah, you have it at the end of Perek Yud. Not really the end. Belamod al Birur. It'll give you some alpha. Four lines from the end of the paragraph. Belamod al Birur Shitas Marsha Umaram Lublin. Tzrichimonu. Yeah, you have it? Trichamanu b'tchilu l'forish loshan ha-toisus. We'll go back to the source. What's the source of the machlekes? It's about toisus and needed of base. So mishom nuchalamu l'anias daiti al biru shitasum hanal. Okay. V'nei b'toisus v'esh needed b'tchilu stivreyem. Hikshu. Shiyatomei b'shus hayochid. This nida, if she touched any things in the time that we're mesupik, was she Tomei or not? We know she became Tomei at 2 o'clock. The question is, was she Tomei for the last who knows how many hours? So let it be Tomei. It shouldn't just be a chumra of Truma Vakot Shum according to Beis Hillel, but it should be Tomei Bevadai, even the Chulin, given the Shusayachar Lamani Chazoka. Right? That's Toysus Kasha. Okay. And that's Toysus Vehelu. So Toysus answered, the loyal Fina Misoito, Tumala Mafreya. That's this is the source. This is where Tosfos says Hashita that you don't learn out from Sait to Tumul Mafreya. Tosfos then asks the Chozer v'Hikshu that the opposite question that Beis Hillel Machmir Brakotchim v'Truma Filu B'Shus Harabim. What's that all about? Kivin B'Shus Harabim Sfekol Tor Filu Leka Chazaka, and here is even a Chazaka. So we ignore the Chazaka, of course, in B'Shus Hayochid. Either Truma V'Kotchim or Machmir, Tosfos wants to know why you don't learn out from Saita, Yishus HaYochid, so he said Tumul HaMafreya. But, so why Bishus HaRabim, right? We should say Sveikol Tohar in Bishus HaRabim. So Tosfos gives an answer, Shmaitzer doesn't bring it down here. Tosfos answers that you can't, another chilek that you don't learn out because here she's Vaday Tomei from now on. So it has like a certain chumrah that's not by sight. The sight that you remain with the suffix. You don't know what happened. Here, we know she's told me from now on, so you can't learn out from there. It's like a chumrah. You can't use that as the paradigm to our case. But the Shmaitz is bothered by his last answer should answer this question too. You know, can't learn out. It's not relevant to us. That's Sofik Tumah b'Shus Rabim Sfeikol Tohar, because that's we're talking about Tumah, well, in this case, Tyra, Lamafreya. We're talking about something that happened an hour ago. So you don't learn now from Sota. What's going on? Umayzu Kushya. Kivin the Kvar Kosha Toysis. Toysis just said, the Loyal Fina Lamafreya. Kivin the Lodomi Lusota. The Chiheche the Loyal Fina Lamafreya regarding b'Shus HaYachid. For Ramban b'chidushav, kol olam yachad, he has no hesitation about asking both questions together. Sheikh kushel sanal, A, b'shus yachad amai tohor l'chulin, B, b'shus harabim, the tome l'truma v'kachim. So he asks in one fell swoop, kivin the alfinam misota, im kein b'shus yachid. Tomei, it should be a filo ika chazako, b'shus rabim Torah, filo leka chazako. But Tiritz, and the Ramban answers, one basic Tiritz for both, levisha ain don in tumah de lamafreya misota, b'ein b'shus ha-yachid, b'ein b'shus ha-rabim ayin shom. Haresha kol al Tiritz zeh de lamafreya, this Tiritz, that you don't learn how tumah lamafreya, he used it, Bein Lershus HaYachid, both for the Lershus HaYachid question, Ubein Lershus HaRabim. How can you be Machmir for Truma V'Kachim in Lershus HaRabim? Ubetoysus Kosvu, but our Toysus on that base, Legabi Lershus HaYachid B'Inyan Acher, meaning what, he answers it one way, Ubershus HaRabim B'Signun Acher, he gives a completely different answer. How do you read Toysus? Umazah Chilik Rishuyus. Like what was Tyson thinking? He just said Tumah Lamafreya Le'afinam Misoita. He then goes on to ask a question. So, but why don't you learn out there Rishus Harabim? It's Tor, because it's Tumah Lamafreya. You just according to the Marsha, we understand. But Lachay Nira. The Lashitus Marsha Nicha. Shekosa the Afal Gav the Loyal Finan Misoita. Tumah d'lamafreya, haynu dafka hechadika chazaka. Avalecha d'leka chazaka, shapi yalfinon mitumah, afidu b'tumah d'lamafreya. What would we be learning out? We'd be learning out that sofik vaday, just in case you're wondering. It's not a sofik, it has a din vaday. That's what we'd be learning out from Sota. But not against the chazaka. Ukedemuchach lo, remember the Shmaitzel learned that the Marsha had a raya from the Gemara. They held the Amina Lishitasa, the way he understood the Gemara. They held the Amina B'mikvah Shenimdad, B'nimtza Choser, D'Bishus Hayachid Tomei, L'Avogad Da'adu L'Mafreya, D'Loi Omru Taimah D'Tartei L'Reyosa, L'Bishus HaRabim. That's how the Marsha learned that Gemara, that the Tartei L'Reyosa was pulled out of the hat to explain why B'Shus HaRabim was Tomei, but not to explain B'Shus Hayachid. So Yochid, the tyrus of this mikvah that was measured now and found to be 39 saw, the tyrus that were touched in Rishus HaYochid in the time of Safek Atamei, because of the din of Safek Tumah Rishus HaYochid, the Marshal learns. The Gemara pulls out the combination of the Tarte L'Reyusa, the Cheskos Tumah of the person, or of the Kalim, and the Chazokah D'Hashta of the mikvah, Hare Choser L'Fanecha, that the Gemara pulls out to explain Rishus HaRabim. But Rishus HaYochid, that, right, so that's where the Marshal got his idea from. Even though, because we're talking about Tumah Lamafreya. Oh, according to the Marshal, this is very good. Mishimachi Shaper Kashilu Rishus HaRabim Amai Tomei the Truma V'Kachim. And the Hidal of Samchu V'Kachim the Truma V'Kachim V'Kachim V'Truma Al Cheskos Taira. But Machmir, Mikomukam Yishlonu L'Tayer, Kivin the Torah B'Shus HaRabim, I feel like a Chazakah. It's certainly not against the Chazakah. If anything, there's a Cheskos Taira. Again, the woman became an eater at 2 o'clock. We want to know something she touched at 12:30. Suffolk, she touched it in B'Shus HaRabim. They still will say, the Truman Kachim were Machmir. The Chulin is really Torah, even if it's a Yachid.
places once in a while, because we don't learn out Tumla Mafreya from Sota. Why are we Machmer for Tumla Bekotchim and Rishus Arabim? It's against the din of Safek Tumla Rishus Arabim, Sveko Tor. Maitzu wants to know, you just told me why, remember? Because you don't learn out Safek Tumla Mafreya. We're talking about something that happened at 12:30. The Safek was no later at 2 o'clock. So what are you asking? Says the Shmaitza, because that's not against the Chazakah. Saying that it's Torah and Rishus HaRabim because of the din of Safek Tumla Rishus HaRabim Sveko Tor is not against the Chazakah. If anything, it's supported by a Chazakah. So you can learn out Tumla Mafreya, Ein Baya. In other words, so what do you have to learn out from Sota Fourth is a Chazakah? Because that we're willing to ignore the Chazaka for Truma Vakachim. That we know, but Hillel's Machmir for Truma Vakachim, and they ignore the Cheskos Taira. That's a given in the Mishnah when they say, you're Machmir by Truma Vakachim, they ignore the Cheskos Taira. But the Mishnah, there is the Cheskos Taira. So you're not fighting a Chazaka. So says the Shmaitz, are beautiful. You're not fighting Chazaka, according to the Marsha, you can learn out from Sota, Truma Mafreya. If you're not fighting a Chazaka, so you're not fighting a Chazaka here. That's Taisus Kasha! That is Taisus Kasha! What are you being mocked by Tumma Bekotchim for? What do you learn from Saita? That's something Tumma Vishas Harabim, Sveikol Tome, Sveikol Tor. Taisus gives an answer because you can't learn out from Saita. It's still not a good paradigm because Sota remains with a Sufik, and here we know for sure she's not Daibi Kadalabo. We're going to learn the Svara of Taisus Kasha in the next parrot. But that's Taisus, you are Mechavim Taisus Kasha. That's what the Marsh Maita says. 2 minutes ago, we're staring at Tosfos dumbfounded. Why doesn't he say like the Ramban? Why doesn't he answer both kashas with one teretz? Now we say, oh, according to the Marsha, it's beautiful. Okay, let's go, let's finish up.
The Ramban doesn't know like
a Marsha. The Ramban doesn't know like a Marsha. Is not bothered by such things. The Ramban doesn't know Mikom gom yeshlonu l'taher kiva the Torah b'shus harabim afilu leka chazaka which is Taisus Kasha. Ve'im yishum de l'mafreya l'yalfina misota ha'hecha de leka chazaka shapi yalfina gam tumma l'mafreya v'chim de leka cheskos tumma. Right, certainly you're not fighting a cheskos tumma. The low cheskos taira, I don't know why he threw that in. There really is a cheskos taira, but we're ignoring it because that we're willing to ignore it to be machmir b'truma b'kodshim. But the point is, you're not fighting a chazaka. That's a funny lashon. You're not fighting a chazaka. If you're not fighting a chazaka, you can learn out tumma l'mafreya from Sota. Shapi alfina misota gam tumma de l'mafreya. To b'rishus ha'yochid ki ha'gavno, even the equivalent in b'rishus ha'yochid, if you wouldn't be in a case where there's no cheskos taira. Keicha de leka chazaka, nami yolof misota lios tumma vados, which is exactly what the Marashah said in Nida Dav Bezom and Bez. That when you're not fighting the Cheskos Tumma of the person because it's cancelled out by the Cheskos Kashrus of the Mikvah, right? So it's a wash. So you do learn out Tumma L'mafreya that it's Tomei and Rishus Ayochid. And that's why you don't need Tartar L'Reyusa, according to the Marashah, for the Rishus Ayochid. You only need Tartar L'Reyusa for the Rishus Arabim. The im came the suffix bishus harabim nailif the Torah vadois gam betuma de la mafreya. Mishamachi tirtzu, he gave whatever answer he gives. Even the achsh of tmeya vadois lo yolif misota, he finds a different reason why the paradigm from Sota is not a good one, and you can't learn out from there. Vado, beautiful shmaitzer. Now, the shmaitzer does not explain any lomdus. Any lomdus of how do you slice it? You're learning out. Okay, let's go. You learn out from Sota that Sofik Tumma Bishus Ayochet Sveiko Tumma. Okay. You learn out from Sota A even against the Chazaka. Right, that's the granddaddy din, even against the Chazaka. and therefore we taka say that something tuma bishus ayochet sveikol tamei, even against the chazaka, even against the cheskes taira. You also learn out the din of sofik kavadai, right? You also learn out the din that you don't treat it as a sofik, you treat it as a vadai. Comes along the Marsha and says, and when Tosis Anida Dav Bezum and Aleph says that you don't learn out from Sota Tumala Mafreya, right? Sota, whenever you started being Masupik, Kino Yustira creates the Sufik, so the Sufik starts when there was Stira at 2 o'clock. You're not Choshish that at 1:30. She was Mazana, it started at 2 o'clock. It's from 2 o'clock and on. So here, well, by neither, the suffix started when she saw Dam at 2 o'clock. So you don't learn now, Tumala Mafreya. So, how could the Marisha, what would be the longest? What would be the explanation, the logic in the Marisha Shita that's, I mean, Taisa says you can't learn out from Saita Tumala Mafreya. Well, you don't. I don't know if you can't. You don't. So I would like to suggest a possible Svara. I looked in the Svara, and I always suggest a possible Svara. Okay, we're talking about two dinim of Sota. That's extrapolated from Sota. One is that even though it's a Suffolk Tuma, but we treat it as Vadai, say it's also Behechlet. It's also Behechlet. And we do that even against the mitigate, even against the force Cheskos Tor, Cheskos Mutter, against the Cheskos Taira. If we're doing that something Tuma, against the Cheskos Taira.
Even though the terminology may not be correct, does that mean we also learn out in Bereshus HaRabim from Sota that it's that Tahor Vadai as well?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
So I would like to suggest as follows. To say that we learn out from Sota that it's Tome even against the Chazon. So what are you learning out? Like, I mean, you say it's Xeris HaKosov. So I want to suggest, in order to say it, it has to work with a system. Now, normally, B'mokum Sofek, the Torah said you follow Chazaka, right? If we're going to say, by a certain Sofek, the Torah is telling you, don't follow Chazaka, right? Say Tomei, even against the Chazaka. To me, that means that remember when we talked about Suffolk Mamza Mutter, right? I'm talking about Suffolk Mamza Mutter, or it would be like Suffolk Tumah Bishus Harab and Sveikot Tor, Suffolk Mamza Mutter. And even if it's a Mon of Shach, we had cases, even if, what do you mean Mutter, Suffolk Mamza? But she's either a Mamza or a Yisrael, and you're a Shtuki, or you're a Tzuadaka, right? We had that case, or you're married to two wives. So, our friend is not coming to the shiur, but the point is that the suffix, this is the words I use, I didn't even like it, but normally, let's say I have suffix chazer. So there's two tzadim. Yes chazer, no chazer. Yes chazer is saying mutter. The tzad of yes chazer, of no chazer is saying it's mutter. The tzad of yes chazer is saying it's also. Sometimes you have something like, let's say, Suffolk Mamza Mutter. This is the way I would like to explain it. According to the Shittas, that it's Mutter even when there's a Monav Shach, is that once you, the Suffolk itself has a din. It's a Chefs of a Suffolk. It's not like you're not being Matir it because of the Tzad that it's Mutter. You're saying the Chefs of Suffolk is Mutter, just like Chazer's Aser, and water is Mutter. So Suffolk Mamzer is Mutter. In other words, you take the totality of the Suffolk has a din, we'll call it.
Wait a second, what are they doing?
Oh. Suffolk has a din. So now, chazakah is what you do b'mokom Suffolk. Chazakah is one of the rules the Torah gave you. B'mokom Suffolk, follow chazakah. But let's say the Suffolk itself has a din. So you're not going to follow chazakah. The Suffolk has a din. Just like everything has a din. I mean, I'm following chazakah when I don't know what to do. I'm following chazakah when I have a suffix, and tzad no chazir, tzad didn't touch, says Tahor, tzad did touch, says Tomei, so chazakah. But let's say the totality of having a suffix, tutzdadim, said Tahor, or said Tomei, then obviously I'm not going to follow chazakah. Now that's my way to escape chazakah, is by saying that what's learned out from Sota is that the Suffolk has a din. Not that she's Tomei because of the tzad that she was Mazane. This is the Nakuda. This is the precise point. Normally you say, why is the person Usher or Tomei? Because of the tzad that she was Mazane. Because of the tzad that she touched the sheretz. But maybe she didn't touch it. Maybe she wasn't Mazane. Maybe she's mutter, maybe she's tor. But if the Torah wants to come along and say, Suffolk mom's a mutter, this is how we explain the sheet, is that even when you have a monoshach, but she's also no matter what, because he's married to two wives, doesn't matter. Suffolk mamzer has a din that it's mutter. Mutter. So it's like saying the Suffolk, the tzad of mamzer is also mutter. Not just the tzad of no mamzer. The tzad of mamzer is also mutter. There's no tzedadim. Both tzedadim in totality have their own din.
Because they're both mutter. Considered a suffix.
Yeah, that's what makes a suffix, two tzedadim. So it's mutter, it has a din. Once it has a din, you don't have to follow chazakah. That din, but let's say there's no chazakah. And all you're learning out is suffix kevadai. That means really, it's very possible that all you're learning out is to assume the tzad that she was Mazana. If you have a suffix, and normally, let's say you say suffix geraisa l'chumra, which means you have to be afraid of the tzad that it's asur. Suffix avadai means you can assume the tzad that it's asur. So that's what I'm saying is a chilin. When does Tosfos say, I'm saying just pure svara, when I want to say the Suffolk has a din, that it's the Suffolk in totality has a din. So Taisa says, and how do you not go back in time? Like, L'chora, logically, you should have to go back in time. Because it's the same event, the same Tomei. So I'm saying, when you're saying the Suffolk has a din, then you have a right to say Mikan Olaba only from now on. Because I'm giving the Suffolk a din. Right? So when the Suffolk pops up, it gets a din. And that's only, it doesn't go to Mafreya, it only goes to Mikan Olaba. But if the din I learn out from Sota is to assume the side that she was Mazana, to assume the bad side, to assume it did touch the sheretz, then if it touched the sheretz, it's Tommy from 2 o'clock. It's Tomei L'mafreya. I mean, if you're assuming the tzad and touch the sheretz, then you got to go back in time. You have to go back in time. If you're telling me this new reality has its own din, so I could say this new reality has its own din from when the reality came into existence, when the suffix was nolad. So I could say it gets a din from when it was nolad. So you don't go back. Yeah, yeah. But if the din learned out from Sota is only which side of the suffix to assume, then you're going to go back in time. Tosfos would never say you don't go back. I'm explaining Tosfos, Marsha. What? No, this I'm saying logically you will go back in time. It's also a din that you should assume the other side. It's No. I would use the words. If it's telling you what side to assume, then it's talking about a reality. It's talking about a reality. It's not really a birur because it's sort of arbitrary. Because you didn't. It's a birur in the sense that it's telling you what to assume. It's not a birur because I don't like calling it a birur because it's arbitrary. The The Torah didn't say have any raias that it happened. The Torah just said assume.
You have to call it something, no?
No, I would call it a birur, but only in the sense it's a din birur.
But Tosfot is saying that.
So now I'm trying to explain the Marsha, just the logic of the Marsha. The Shmaita says he saw it in the Gemara, and then he made Tosfot beautiful according to the Marsha. I'm trying to explain the logic of it. That when does Tosfot say you don't learn out from Soita Tumul and Afreya, that's when it's against the Chazaka. So when it's against the Chazaka, you need it's a different din. It's not the din of assume the side. The Chazaka says assume the other side.
You need to make a chalos.
You need to make a chalos that the whole suffix has a certain din. So then you can say you don't go to Mafreya with that din. But when it's not a chazaka, you don't have to make the chalos. You just have to say assume the tzad that it's tamei. And once you're making assumption, you can go back in time. You almost have to go back in time because once you're making the assumption. The assumption is no gay at 2 o'clock also. So that's why when it's not against the Chazaka, you can learn out from Sota to Malam Afreya. That's what I'm suggesting. Okay.
Sota has its own.